Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Get Yourself the Job with Jennifer Hill, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, happy Monday, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in to Get Yourself the Job with Jennifer Hill. Before we jump into today's show and I introduce you to our amazing and incredible guest, Amanda Masters, I want to take a moment and thank our sponsors, the people over at Markham Search LLC. They make today's show possible, and they provide premier professional recruiting services throughout the United States. So please do keep them in mind for all of your potential recruitment needs. Amanda is a dear friend, but I will read you a little bit about her bio just so that way you know a little bit about who she is. Amanda Masters is owner and co-founder of Awake TV Network. They began the formation of Awake TV Network with the dream of bringing more light and love on a grand scale to raise the vibration frequency of consciousness on our planet. They now run this awakening community with a host of over 70 shows from thought leaders around the world. Amanda has many years of experience as a spiritual leader in the health and spirituality genre. She is an author, a speaker, a show host, and now a network owner. She is also the host of Elevated Living, a show premiering Mondays at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Awake TV Network. Thanks so much for joining us, Amanda. It's such a pleasure to have you on.
Jennifer, I'm so happy to be joining you. This is such a fabulous show, and you're offering such a wonderful service to people.
Well, we got to be honest, Amanda. You and I are like family, so it's kind of funny to stand here and read your bio and tell people who you are. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about who you really are so people can kind of get to know you beyond a piece of paper?
I am someone who is all about service. So however I can show up to support as many people as possible, that's how this network, Awake TV Network, was eventually born. It was looking at how can we reach the maximum number of people and share all these gifts that people have around the world, you know, their masters and all these different modalities and et cetera. And how can we share that energy and information? And I would say I'm a very down-to-earth person. I have three kids, Hannah, Dylan, Jimmy, 16, 13, 11. So I'm a mom, first and foremost, and live that regular lifestyle of two dogs, a cat, two snakes. I love, you know, wonderful company and great friends such as you, Jennifer, of course. And I'm a very busy mom. So I've got a lot of activities with the kids and then running the network and everything else. And I like to focus on the practice of gratitude in my work and what blessings come about through in this space that I'm in. On a daily basis. And sometimes I'm very human and things can be difficult, of course, just like for anyone. But, you know, I'm your regular woman that enjoys great food and dancing and wonderful friendships and wanting to, I think the biggest thing, Jennifer, is focusing on wanting to make a difference for the next generation. Not only this generation, but for the next generation, my children who are going to have children and their children's children. And you know, I want a beautiful world for them to live in. I want clean air, clean water, cohesive, political platforms, you know, people working in coherence with one another. And that's what we focus on in this world. So
I love that.
That's where my drive comes from.
Mm-hmm. I think that's so important, Amanda. And what I love for anybody tuning in out there, either now or at a later time, is what Amanda's saying is so important. It's about having that passion. You can have it all. I think so often in life, we unfortunately silo our lives into different sections. I'm a mother, I'm a friend, I'm a business owner, I'm a this, I'm a that. And we don't allow those aspects of our lives to touch one another. And what I really admire and respect most about you, Amanda, is the fact that you integrate it so effortlessly. Who you are in every moment isn't mother or business owner or TV host. You're all of those things embodied in one. And it's so beautiful to see somebody be able to simultaneously self-express all those things and who they're being in everyday life. I think it's rare to find that.
Wow, Jennifer, thank you so much. I just take that directly to heart, sister. I really do. And I really appreciate those words. That means so much to me because I would say I've done a lot of work in my life to stay in alignment and to be somebody who is not only talking the talk, but actually doing my best to live the values which I want to share with the world, right? So for me, first and foremost, is love. And we'll get into the Deepak experience in a bit, I'm sure, but...
He just texted right now. It's so funny.
Did he? But his four words today, being peace, harmony, joy, love. And in that meditation, just repeating those over and over, that's a stunning mantra for me. Those are the words that really drive me to do all that I'm doing in my daily activities, I guess you could say.
Well, let's rewind it for a second, Amanda, because as of last week's show, last Monday, we hadn't even created this incredible collaboration with you, with Awake TV and Deepak Chopra, the Kabbalah Center, Wishbeads, Susie Lula, Julie Morette, HeartMath Institute. I'm trying to remember everybody. Suze Yoloff Schwartz from Unplugged Meditation in Los Angeles. As of last Monday, that wasn't even created. So what Amanda's referring to is, last Thursday, I was inspired listening to Greg Braden's book, Divine Matrix, who I look forward to having on the show one day. I know, blame it on me.
It's all on me.
But yeah, as of last week, this was not happening, so thus I didn't promote it on last week's show. But last Thursday, I was sitting in Paris, so hello, bonjour, bonsoir. I'm actually recording the show from Paris this evening. And I was sitting here listening to this book by Greg Braden called Divine Matrix, talking about how we're all part of a holographic universe. So to give any of you out there who might not have a concept of what this means, I know I surely didn't, Greg gave a brilliant analogy in the book. He said it's kind of like those old holographic bookmarks that you may have seen when you were a kid. I know I saw one, you know, maybe 10, 20 years ago. And you could cut the holographic bookmark up into 100 different pieces, and simultaneously, the whole hologram will be displayed in each tiny little piece. And so are we as human beings. And in this book, Greg had referenced how the square root of 1% of the population, simultaneously connecting and meditating for the greater good, could transform the world. And in that moment, I reached out to Amanda, and it was just very apropos that we had already planned to have her on the show today. And so Amanda, Deepak, Awake, and all of these amazing leaders came together today at 12 p.m. Pacific time and created a global meditation around the world. So if you felt something like a vibration kind of shake you wherever in the world you were today, that was probably based on Awake TV and Deepak and all of the amazing teachers, Karen Berg at the Kabbalah Center. And for any of you out there who may have missed it, please go back and check it out. It's on the Facebook page, and I'll post it on the Get Yourself the Job page as well on Facebook with all of the links to where you can find the various meditations from different teachers around the world. I know I'm personally going through them one by one, and that's what Amanda is referencing as Deepak Chopra's meditation he did today.
Yeah, that was just an incredible experience. So today at 12 p.m. Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, Deepak Chopra went live with a 10-minute meditation, which ended up being closer to, I don't know, 20 or so. And he took everyone through a series of exercises, I would say, just kind of shedding the ego, shedding the identification of self, and becoming part of the oneness that is our global collective consciousness. And that's really what's so beautiful is right now, this moment in time across the world, there are so many leaders that are talking about consciousness, which Deepak's been, you know, referencing for 25, 30 years. Now it's more of a normal, like, conscious leadership, you know, conscious media platforms. That term is being used more in the mainstream media and industry, and which is wonderful because we do shape our reality through our consciousness and our conscious perspective. And have the ability, which, Jennifer, maybe you'd like to explain a bit more, you know, regarding the collective energy of our constituency, our global constituency, is known as consciousness. And consciousness is energy. And it can be raised. It's a vibrational frequency of energy that can be raised with heart-centered intention. And what happens is there's these energetic waves. When people come together in a heart-coherent space, like today with Deepak at 12 noon, when people come together with this concentrated intention of things like peace and love and harmony and joy, that energy actually goes out in all directions like sine waves across the geomagnetic field of Earth. And scientists have technology that can actually measure these waves of energy that travel across the geomagnetic field, which is an aspect of our Earth's electromagnetic field called the Schumann resonance. It can actually be measured as it travels outward in terms of raising the vibrational frequency here on the planet. And so the Schumann resonance and that interactivity directly impacts the rhythm and the electricity in our brains, our many electromagnetic fields in our body, in our heart, our physical heart, and our brain, and how we function as animals here on the planet. So when we come together in this heart-coherent space like we did today for this meditation, it can have a tremendous impact on the geomagnetic fields of planet Earth. And this was all Jennifer's fault. This was born... I think it was like Thursday.
You can't blame
something.
It on me. Thursday night.
It was like, yeah, Thursday night or something. And I get a call from her. She's in Paris. I'm in California. So I get a call from her. And she's like, oh, my gosh, Amanda, this just came through me. We have to do this. I feel like we can get this done. It needs to be Monday at noon. And I'm like, Jennifer, that's awesome. Let's make this happen. You know, listen, you know. And it was just so funny. You're like, I'm going to call Deepak. I'm going to make this happen. And so... what's exciting about being in this field of work working with Awake TV Network and having people like you, Jennifer, on the network as a show host is that infinity is possible in terms of shifting the vibration here on this planet and bringing forward the love consciousness that's always present and that we don't hear about. Right. So a lot of times you're tuning in, like right now, the news. What is covering the news everywhere? What is smearing? Everything is obviously the coronavirus and all the fears around the coronavirus. So, you know, that is now taking over all the airways of the regular mainstream media across the planet. And not that it should be ignored. You know, people should be in awareness of it. And though there's so many good things happening day in and day out across our world, you know, in our neighborhoods, at our places of business, in our schools that is not being reported on. And so things like what we did today and the purpose of Awake TV Network is to bring forward high vibrational frequency content, conscious media to help you and your life, you know, maybe you want to shift aspects of life or maybe you just want to feel good. You know, maybe you want to hear about good things happening in the world. Maybe you want to work on raising your vibrational frequency and want to learn more about how to do that. You know, this is the kind of information that is our primary purpose for bringing forward. And I know, you know, Jennifer, you have a show on our network that's all about that. And also on Awake TV and also your radio show here that you've been doing for so long. It's the same primary purpose, which is so beautiful.
Yeah, it was funny at our listening party or viewing party in Paris today. There was a group of about 10 of us, and I was explaining to somebody there the show when it was conceived, basically back in, I think it was April of 2016, was intended to help people, quote unquote, get yourself the job. And then as my consciousness evolved and as the show evolved, it's not as much about getting the job as it is about finding one's purpose. I think we eventually one day need to rebrand because it's never been about getting the job. Getting the job is the band-aid that covers up the bigger question that all of us long to answer, which is, what is my purpose? And that's why I want to have guests like you and guests. That's why the show has kind of taken a little bit of a 300 or 180 degree rather turn over the last several years, because there are things that people need to know. Obviously, how to put together a resume, how to network, how to be effective in presentations. But at the end of the day, it's most important to know what matters to you as a human being. And to your point, Amanda, you know, when we're talking about raising the vibration and the frequency, some of you out there might be saying, what are they talking about? Here I am tuning into LA Talk Radio at 4:15 on a Monday Pacific time. And they're talking about raising the vibration. However, for any of us who have ever walked into our boss's office and gotten the evil eye, or we've had a colleague who's given us negative glances or gossiped about us, God forbid, there is a cost and impact. And none of us can deny that there is an energy to that. And to Amanda's point, scientists are now beginning to be able to measure this energy. And in fact, on my way walking back from the event I was at tonight in Paris, I was listening to Joe Dispenza's book. I think it's something about learning to become superhuman. And he was referencing some scientific studies about the body and how energetically we become wired to be stressed out in our bodies. That's why we have lack of health, lack of well-being. We become angry and reactive. Our immune systems get depleted. When we get an email from our boss or our colleague who activates us, we become reactive. And in turn, our adrenals get pumped. And then we're not our highest and best selves. Even if we know what our purpose is, even if we think we have our dream job, we don't have the capacity to be our best self in that job, which does no one any good. So that's why we're doing this show.
Well, and what? So what was his, when you were listening to that, like what were his, like, what did he provide, like resolutions for, like when you're experiencing those things, those moments?
You know, it's so funny. We'll have to have Joe Dispenza on the show. Hold on, I'm going to pull up the name of the book. It's called Becoming Supernatural is the name of the book by Dr. Joe Dispenza. And so what Joe was starting to say as I was getting into that portion of the book is that there are many different things that we can do, and meditation is a huge one of them. He was talking about how our past gives us our future. So right now, everybody or everything that Jennifer Hill has ever done, or Amanda Masters has ever done, or John Smith, who's tuning in, has ever done, that is all dictated by everything that's happened in our past. And he gave a really brilliant example in the book, Amanda. He said, when we get up every day, we repeat the same patterns over and over. For some people, it's wake up, kiss your spouse, or wake up, take the dog for a walk, grab your cup of coffee, drive yourself to work, drop off the kids at school, whatever that might look like, and you become a robot. And our bodies then are in control, and our minds, our body doesn't even need our mind or need our consciousness because we're just in this reactive state following the same pattern. And one of the things that I loved that I gathered thus far from reading the book is to disrupt our patterns by tapping into the unknown. And I remember actually many years ago, for what it's worth for anybody tuning in out there, I was in a different developmental program. And in that program, they had suggested to spend an hour as part of the program and that night on the floor of your home or your hotel room or wherever you were, and to explore the room from a different perspective, looking from the bottom up. How often have many of us ever spent time laying on the floor, you know, of our own home or of a hotel room? And it's about shifting our perspective. When we can break free of those patterns, those habits, many things that don't empower us, that's when we can shift our consciousness and have access to having it all, to having peace, joy, the things that Deepak was alluding and suggesting to today in the meditation.
That's beautiful. I love that idea. And it's not funny because we are known as, what one of the, you know, things you hear is we're known as creatures of habit, right?
Yeah.
So when you, like you said, with those pattern interrupts, change the neurological patterns in your body and disrupt certain vibrational frequencies that may not be in your best interest. So there is something going on globally right now that is pattern interrupting people, right? People are awakening, hence Awake TV Network. People are shifting. People are seeking answers about, like you said, their life purpose or wanting to do more for their community or wanting to shift something going on within them, because what used to be known as, let's say, the comfort zone, okay, comfort zone can often be misery, but it's something that you know, that you're familiar with. That comfort zone could be, you know, a situation that's not in your best interest, but yet, you know, the familiarity keeps you in there, in that space. Well, for a lot of people around the world, this quote-unquote comfort zone is now becoming the briar patch. And you want to, know energetically what's happening, you know, vibrationally, what's happening to people, because there is a global pattern interrupt happening. And I can tell you, like, our president, no matter what your stance is about our president, if people have very strong opinions, you know, one way or the other, he is a huge voice of contrast right now in our awakening experience globally, because we now are global with, you know, the internet and everything else. He, talk about massive pattern interrupts. Our president, our current president, our sitting president, he is a huge force of pattern interrupts for people all over the world and in our country. And so that's a very interesting way of looking at our current political climate, because there's been, you know, people perceive it as so difficult because it's so divided, et cetera. Well, there's a huge pattern interrupt happening. So what's interesting is people are making choices to listen to your radio show here or Awake TV Network or Deepak or whatever it is, because they are tired of feeling like crap. They're recognizing in their physical body, you know what I mean? They're recognizing in the physical body, like they feel these feelings of fear and stress and contention. And there's so much science research, scientific research out there now showing how when we feel that stress, and that stress riding on the physical body, the parasympathetic nervous system always being kicked up and active, that creates dis-ease in the body, that creates pain and suffering. And so people are seeking ways to shift that aspect of their lives. Hence, raising the vibrational frequency of consciousness for all can support people on an individual level as well.
Yeah, you brought something up really fascinating, Amanda, that I hadn't considered before. And it kind of ties into what my dear friend and mentor, Mark Golston, was saying to me yesterday or the day before. And when you're talking about the pattern interrupt, whether it's whoever the president is of any country or whatever is going on in the global climate, one of the things that is fascinating about what's happening right now with this virus that's impacting people is it literally is interrupting our patterns. So what if we looked at this as a gift? What if people having to spend more time indoors means that they get to spend more time with their family? And I remember I was talking to two people, Danny Morjani, Anita Morjani's husband, earlier this week, as well as Mark Golston, and they both had a very similar message on the same day. And Mark said, Jen, I was getting in a debate with somebody on Twitter about what if this virus is actually going to heal our divisiveness and bring us closer together. And Anita's husband, Danny, was saying the same thing. When we were speaking, he said, Jen, we were at ground zero in Hong Kong. I forget, I think it was SARS, he had said, in the early 2000s. And he said, believe it or not, we actually did a survey of our members. I think they have at least 100 to 200,000 followers. And that 90% of those people who they surveyed of the 100,000 were hopeful and only 4% were fearful. And so what he was saying is that what he noticed in Hong Kong at the time is it actually brought people closer together. People, you found them opening doors, holding open doors for other people. And you saw this ripple of kindness kind of flutter out into the world. And I think it's all about perspective. Whether we're talking about a job you don't like or a situation or a political candidate you do or don't like, how you perceive that thing is how it becomes true. And so how you perceive the world, whatever this is, this experience that we're having, what if this was a gift? If you see a thing as good, it becomes good. If you see a thing as bad, it becomes bad. What is the harm in seeing the good in the thing?
That's beautiful. It's just like, you know, when you get sick. I know for me, if I ever, you know, catch a cold or something, it's like, well, I guess my body just needs to rest right now. It's time for me to quiet. It's time for me. And I know as a woman, okay, so we have our cycle of the month, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of times people speak negatively of PMS and being in your period, like, ugh, you know, and it's not like I'm innocent of that. However, what I've learned to do is honor my body through this monthly cycle process. And when I'm tired or I slow down or I just want to be more alone or quiet or I become more edgy, I pay attention and listen to my body, right? And I listen to my cycle and I say, okay, it's time for me to be more quiet. Like, that's a way of looking at it, you know, in a healthy way for myself and saying, you know, it would be nice to just have a crawl up and have, you know, a nice cup of tea tonight and maybe write in my journal and meditate and just be quiet. You know, and
no,
that's very healing.
I had that exact experience yesterday, as you and I discussed.
Yeah, I mentioned that.
Oh, I didn't tell you? Oh my gosh, I had a full day of activities in Paris planned yesterday. I was supposed to see a friend for dinner, a business call. I was supposed to do a graffiti art class here in Paris. And I woke up yesterday, and because we had created this project together on Thursday night, it was now Sunday morning. And for, you know, we were on calls till 1 a.m. Paris time pretty much every night in between. And then all of a sudden, my body just said, nope, you are not going to do anything today. And I was like, but I have this graffiti art class. And my body said, no, you don't. You are going to cancel that. And so I did something I haven't done in I don't know how long. I locked myself in the apartment I'm in and had a cup of tea, to your point, and didn't leave the apartment all day and curled up with a blanket and watched Man of Steel, which was very apropos given what we're going through in the world right now about just learning how to connect to the strength within us and our humanity.
That's it. So it is. I love how you brought up this idea around perception and how perception dictates what happens in the physical body. And that's why another thing that, you know, I talk about a lot is the subconscious mind, because the subconscious mind rules about 95% of our life, you know, our thought patterns and our habits and kind of what we look at in the environment. I think I've told you about that, the reticular activating system at the top of the hindbrain there, kind of determining what we're going to focus on in our environment at any given time. And it really comes down to the choice, the consciousness also equates to awareness. And in this moment, your immediate awareness allows you and affords you the opportunity of choice. If you are, you know, going through that, then that's probably another reference to Joe Dispenza's work. If you're in these subconscious patterning day in and day out, and you don't have those pattern interrupts, then you don't sit yourself in the space of immediate awareness. Because when you're in that space of immediate awareness, it allows you the opportunity to have a choice in that moment to literally restructure your brain pattern in that moment or your thought process in that moment. You could have chosen 1,000 times to go left prior. And if you're in that, you know, awareness, you may choose to go right. And that turning right may end up, you know, meeting someone that you wouldn't have otherwise met, that leads you into this, that leads you into that, and just changes the whole sense of direction for you in your life. And so the opportunity of choice as a human being on this planet is one of the most precious gifts we have in every moment of every day of our life. And so when you have that choice in that moment to listen to a radio show like this that Jennifer puts on, or Awake TV Network, versus the news where you don't have, you know, you don't have control over 95% of what you're hearing, right? You're just tuning into the adrenaline rush of the news. When you have a choice to listen to things like this that can help your life and help you in different ways, or at least give you a perspective to open that door in your mind, in your heart space, versus the news, you take that opportunity in that moment to choose right then. Am I going to turn left? Am I going to turn right? Am I going to choose the news for adrenaline rush, or am I going to choose something that could help positively impact my life? Or I just like hearing Jennifer and her and her interviewees, whatever it may be. It is those choices in every moment that is a delicious aspect of freedom as a human being here on this planet.
Yeah, and what if the real true choice we have, Amanda, is not just every choice we make, right, left, and who knows, you know, whether you get into predestiny or any of that, but what if the real choice is those moments where we go through suffering, pain, loss, anger, hurt, how we choose to respond in that moment. What if that dictates how life goes? Because, you know, we're going to lose jobs. We're going to lose friends and loved ones. We're going to be passed out for that promotion we want. And yet the only thing we're ever going to have control over from now until the day we die is our response or our reaction to that thing, that person, that situation. Uh-huh. And that's what gives us the ability to change our lives. And to your point, or to Joe Dispenza's point, to break those patterns and to interrupt them for the better. The moment that, in fact, there's a great little life hack I give to people a lot. If you're doing a speaking engagement or if you're about to go into an interview, you can do something as simple as touching your wrists together or touching the tips of your fingers together, or doing some sort of thing you've never done before. I remember for me, one of my teachers taught me years ago when I started public speaking to practice doing my speeches standing on one foot. Because when I was standing on both feet on the ground, I would literally be talking rapid fire. And I'm going to let everybody in on a little life hack that I do sometimes during the show. I actually stand on one foot sometimes, because when I stand on one foot, when I'm recording this or other shows where people can't see me, then that allows me to focus more and to be more present in the moment. And that's what this is all about. This human experience is about being present. So now everybody knows my deepest, darkest secret. Sometimes I stand on one foot when I record a show. Don't tell anybody.
That's hilarious. Oh my gosh. I could totally see you doing that too. I can totally see you doing that right now. That's so
yeah, funny. It does, because it makes a difference. Otherwise, my default, my general operating mechanism is to speak very quickly and without thoughtfulness, because I have so much information. I'm so thrilled and excited to share it that when I stand on one foot, as I'm doing at this exact moment, I am more conscious and aware of the words that are coming out of my mouth, as opposed to speaking at you rapid fire.
That's beautiful. Well, I invite everyone listening today to consider where they are making conscious choices in their life and where they are not. And really consider in certain moments making different choices than even you did earlier today or yesterday or whatever. And see how that may lead you down a different path that could open new aspects or things for you that may not have been present a week ago that now are. I mean, I've got this amazing superhero being that's a show host on Awake TV Network. Her name's Jennifer Hill. And I was not expecting a call Thursday. That was one of those moments where you had both feet on the ground, for sure.
I think I did. I was like, put it in there.
And it comes through you so powerfully. You were like, oh my gosh, this just came through me. I feel like we need to make this happen, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, whoa, this is amazing. You know, it was like one of those moments where this energy came through you of knowing. And that was a pattern interrupt for you. That was a pattern interrupt moment that brought that through, you know?
Yeah. And that's a beautiful thing.
You made a choice.
I was going to say, Amanda, it's like, that's the beautiful thing is when we allow ourselves to be interrupted. Trust me, it would have been a much easier, more peaceful weekend if I had done nothing in Paris as planned and sat around and ate a baguette and some fromage and drank some wine. But that wasn't what life had in store with me. Selfishly, could I have done that? Absolutely. But I know that something bigger and more impactful had to happen if I was willing to surrender my, you know, pity little plans that I had for the weekend and give it up for something bigger. And I think that's what life is about. That's analogous with life, is that, yes, we have our little plans, and then sometimes the universe or, you know, whatever it is, has a bigger plan in store for us if we're just willing to surrender to it.
Well, and how about if you choose the avenue of consciousness, that means being in awareness of your choices, how you talk to yourself, almost a detached perspective of how you think about things, how you speak to yourself first and foremost, how you judge and speak to others, how you, you know, interact with your environment. If you choose those moments of observance, then you have an opportunity to shift these patterns. And it can just be even little things. You know, it doesn't have to be anything significant, but those little things can lead it to gigantic things. Like what ended up happening today with, who knows how many people at this point have seen that meditation, but Deepak was putting out to the universe a million people being connected into that meditation. And we know when we're in the quantum field of consciousness, as the matrix of our universe, when he was in that space of going live and there was, you know, thousands of people tuning in, that automatically, whoever listens to it at any point in time after that, they could listen to it a week from now, they're tuning into that same vibrational consciousness. They're going to have the same response energetically, and they're going to have their own opening and shifting of consciousness that will continue to have a ripple effect in terms of what happened today at noon. And that was 100%, again, that was 100% your fault. You made all that.
You can't keep blaming this on everybody else, Amanda. At some point or another, you have to take accountability, because had you not given me the offer to be a host on Awake TV, I would have never interviewed Deepak, and thus I blame it on you.
Yes, that's the way things happen. I mean, you know, doing something like starting a TV network, are you kidding me? It wasn't like, I was telling you this, it wasn't like in the beginning of 2019, I was like, oh, I want to start a TV network. You know, we ended up launching Awake TV Network November 11, 2019. And we didn't even open our Facebook page to get to all the way to the point where we actually had a network. We didn't open our Facebook page till like mid-August. And then 2.5 months later, we launched this thing with, I think it was around 70 teachers from across the world going live weekly on all continents. So, you know, when you're in that space and you step out of your patterned routine, magic happens, sheer magic. And I can tell everyone listening out there, Jennifer, and anyone I talk to that knows Jennifer says the same thing. She's one of the most magical beings I know, because she is always seeking the higher purpose. She really focuses her intentions every single day in her mantras and her meditation to serve in the highest and best interest of all. And when she does that, she shows up with big ideas, big opportunities. She, you know, you've helped me so tremendously in my work with Awake TV in such a short period of time as well. So, you know, it's exciting. This is the opportunities afforded people. And I know it can be hard. I mean, having three children and doing the amount of work I do 7 days a week at the labor of love, it's a lot. And there's times when I'm just exhausted. I don't want to talk to anyone. I don't want to connect. I just want to be, you know? So there's definitely those moments of being human. And I've had plenty of tears shed during this process of Awake TV launching. And do you think people like it? And da-da-da, you know, the human stuff. It's okay to be human. That's part of the whole dynamic of the experience. But what's cool, and what one of the biggest gifts are, is one of the biggest gifts is the opportunity of choice in every moment, and to be aware enough that that you can make the conscious decisions, because that is what will change our world as it is. That is what will change the trajectory of what things appear to be in the 3D paradigm.
I adore you so much, Amanda, and I admire your tenacity and your passion and your ability to make it all look so easy and effortless. For anybody out there, if you could be a fly on the wall of any phone call that Amanda's on about creating these amazing worldwide partnerships with people to expand the network to further heights, you would never hear it in her voice. You just hear this sense of calm and grace and ease, and I just admire that, and I think it's something that we can all learn from you, is that you can have it all. We don't have to live in an either-or world. Either I can be in a relationship, or I can have kids, or maybe one day I can have my dream job. You are the epitome of being able to have it all, and I really admire that about you.
Girl, you're being too
much in my eyes,
Mama.
Well, Amanda, I want to make sure, though, I know we have a limited amount of time on the show. Before we wrap up, I want to be sure people know where to find more about you, about Awake TV. They want to connect to what you're doing in the network, where would they go?
Yeah, okay. So Awake TV Network, you can go to, if you're on Facebook, you can go to Awake TV Network. Just look up Awake TV Network. We got all of our, you know, website information there, all the interactivity of the groups there. We're on Instagram, Awake TV Network. We're on Twitter, Awake TV Network. We're on LinkedIn, Awake TV Network. We're on YouTube, Awake TV Network. And it all points back to our actual live network, which is awaketvnetwork.live. You can find us at awaketvnetwork.live. We have, right now, we have about 55, 60 teachers that go live every week. They all teach and train on different modalities. We have scientists, we have doctors. We have people that are channelers. We have people that are into alternative medicine, Chinese medicine, doctors. We have all different kinds of people. We have people like Jennifer, who every week she comes on to talk about bridging, you know, business and spirituality and how that can improve so many aspects of the whole being, right? How do we connect in, even in the corporate space nowadays, with all the four generations being so different with new technology and the workplace and all this and that, how can you connect in generationally? And that's connecting with the whole person. That's understanding the whole person, which is more about the spiritual aspect of people and what they, who they are as a person, as a whole person and their heart space. So Metaphysics is a really fun show that Jennifer has on Awake TV Network. Every Thursday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific time, she interviews thought leaders and amazing beings on her show. She actually had Deepak on and Dawn Hoffman, her professor from UC Irvine, on a special that you can find on Awake. If you go to awaketvnetwork.live, you can type in Deepak Chopra and this amazing interview that is about consciousness shaping our reality versus evolution. So we have top-notch scientists from UC Irvine talking about the scientific aspect and his studies of so many years showing how consciousness shapes reality. And then you have the spiritual aspect, you know, in Deepak, and they kind of came to the same conclusion, wouldn't you say, Jennifer?
Yeah, absolutely. And that was the beautiful thing is Deepak came. I mean, Deepak is MD, a doctor by profession, who went the spiritual route about 40 years ago. And then Dawn Hoffman is a neuroscientist by profession. And they came to the same conclusion that everything stems from consciousness. And in fact, to be a fly on the wall, I've told them, I've sent emails between the two of them between and after the show. And I've told them we should just publish their emails because the debates they get into are just kind of mind-blowing about what is reality and where it all comes from and does time-space even exist. But we'll have to save that for another episode because we're just about out of time. So please do tune in. And Amanda, you have your show. Are you still doing it on Mondays? Is that when you're doing your show, just so people can tune into your show as well?
I'm taking a little break from my show.
Well-deserved.
Living on Mondays. I do have the show on Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific time with my co-host, Rebecca Cohen. It's called Living in the New Consciousness. The whole purpose of the show is to look at distortions in the collective consciousness and help shift the vibrational frequency of these bigger issues we have going on globally.
I love it, Amanda. It's been such a pleasure. I mean, you're such just a dear friend, and it would be trite of me to say, oh, and have a great show. I'm just giving you the biggest hug of my life right now, virtually. So it's been, I love and adore you as a fellow human being and soul sister, and it's been such a pleasure to have you on. And I hope everybody else enjoyed this opportunity to get to hear this amazing story of this mother of three who created a television network. Just wrap your head around that for a second. And so do check out everything that Awake TV Network is about. You can find all the meditations. I'll post about those on our Facebook page under Get Yourself the Job on Facebook. Additionally, you can find us on iTunes under Get Yourself the Job on iTunes, where you can find this and any prior episodes. Please feel free to rate us, leave us any comments or feedback. And aside from that, just wishing everybody a wonderful and safe rest of your week, and invite you to tune in next week. And thanks again for joining us, Amanda.
Thank you, Miss Jennifer. You're wonderful. Love and hugs to you.
Lots of love to everyone. Au revoir from Paris.
You're listening to Get Yourself the Job with Jennifer Hill, only on LA Talk Radio.